General information. The state gets its power from the people of Ireland through the Constitution of Ireland, Bunrocht na hÉireann. The Constitution sets out some of the rights of people who live in Ireland. We also have rights under the Human Convention on Human Rights, the ECHR. All state agents, including prison officers, must act in line with the Constitution and the ECHR. The courts decide what the Constitution means. All laws must respect the principles in the Constitution. The law must also follow the ECHR and the decisions of the European Court of Human Rights. The Irish Prison Service must act in line with the law and the judgments made in court. Otherwise, they may be acting against the law. If you have any doubts about the way you have been treated by the prison authorities, or if you feel your rights have not been respected, you should bring the matter to the attention of the Governor or any staff member, or make a complaint using the complaints process as soon as possible. You may also contact a solicitor. Ireland has agreed to follow the terms of four international treaties, agreements, which lay out standards for the treatment of prisoners. These are the European Convention on Human Rights, the ECHR, the Convention for the Prevention of Torture and Inhuman or Degrading Treatment for the Council of Europe, the International Covenant on Civil and Political Rights, the ICCPR, and the United Nations Convention Against Torture, the CAT. The Council of Europe's European prison rules are also important. Although they are not the law, they give important guidance on high standards for prisons. The main source of prisoners' rights in Ireland is the Prison Rules 2007. Most of the information in this booklet is based on the prison rules. At the end of this booklet, you will find a list of organisations that may be able to help you. Do I lose my rights when I am in prison? Everyone has certain basic human rights which must be respected. Prisoners should have these rights protected as much as anyone else. The basic rights protected by the Irish Constitution and European Convention on Human Rights include a right to life, a right to be free from torture or inhuman and degrading treatment or punishment, and rights to education, family life, and religious freedom. If you are convicted of a criminal offence and sentenced to a term in prison, the loss of your freedom is the punishment. The way you're treated or the conditions in prison should not be used as additional punishment. About this booklet. This booklet aims to help you to understand the rights you have while in prison. It is a summary of some legal rules and decisions of the courts. We have included a section called Keywords, which we hope will help you better understand this document. It does not and should not replace legal advice for your own particular situation. If anything you read in this booklet makes you think about making a complaint, you should read the section on making complaints, page 36. If you need legal advice, you must check with a legal advisor such as a solicitor. We can't advise you on your individual situation or on the law. We have done our best to make sure the booklet is accurate, but we cannot be responsible for any mistakes or things left out. Also, rules and laws change over time, and this booklet may not be up to date when you use it. You should make sure that you find out what the current position is on any particular issue from the prison or your solicitor. The answers in this booklet. A word of warning. Many of the answers to questions in this booklet are not answered with a definite yes or no. Sometimes we might answer a question with a maybe, or use words like if possible, and so on. This is because many of the rights of prisoners listed in the prison rules say things like, quote, as far as practicable, which means that the prison authorities have to do their best to respect these rights but still have to work with the resources available to them. Things like overcrowding, lack of funding and the public service hiring freeze all have an effect on the ability of the prison service to respect your rights relating to cell conditions, for example, the number of people in your cell, as well as your access to education and training facilities. The financial crisis has had a very poor impact on Irish society, and the rights of various vulnerable groups, including prisoners, have been badly affected. However, it is important to remember that lack of resources is not an excuse for not delivering on your rights.